This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A bombshell surrounding Rolling Stone magazine. Rolling Stone issuing a retraction of the highly publicized article about a female student who claimed she was gang raped at the University of Virginia.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Easter Monday, and here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. The first phase in the trial of the alleged Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev is nearing its end today, as closing arguments are set to begin today. The attorneys have aimed to portray him as a confused college student who was manipulated by his radicalized older brother, who of course died in all of this. By conceding guilt but placing the primary responsibility for the attack on the older brother, his lawyers hope to avoid the death penalty. And as I said, the closing arguments begin today. Ferguson, Missouri will be the focus tomorrow as voters go to the polls with an opportunity to transform that city's political fabric and put as many as three African Americans on the city council for the first time in the city's history. The St. Louis suburb has, of course, drawn worldwide attention for its racial strife and that gripped the city following the shooting death of Michael Brown by a white police officer last summer.
How many black voters are registered in Ferguson? What percentage?
Well, they say that about a third
are registered
to vote. They're hoping that now the numbers have risen as a result of all of the attention being focused on it.
Yeah.
But the number of African Americans on the council, they say, will at least double because Wesley Bell and Lee Smith, who are both black, are the only candidates for a seat in Ward 3. So they are hoping.
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see how people respond.
Yeah.
They said between August of 2014 and this month, about 500 people registered to vote and an increase of about 4%. So we'll see how it turns out tomorrow. Police are facing backlash over the Kenya college attack. The leading Kenyan newspaper reports that police waited for a full 7 hours before sending a special tactical unit into Garissa College to fight the extremist gunmen who killed 148 people last week. The Daily newspaper said that when the specially trained police unit finally went into the college, it only took them 30 minutes to kill the four Al-Shabaab gunmen and stop the siege, but it was the time that it took for them to get there that caused the most problems.
Now, they know who caused it.
Yeah.
They know who he is, and they have a reward out for him.
The one person,
That one person that was supposed to be responsible for how many people got killed?
148.
And the reward is equivalent of $215,000.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a lot of money there.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Because it doesn't sound like a lot for a person that went in and massacred 115 people.
150 people.
150 people.
It is.
But I guess in Kenya, $215,000 goes a long way.
It's a lot of money that they put together. Yeah. Mm. Wisconsin is taking on Duke tonight, as you heard. There was. There was a bit of discussion about the loss of Kentucky in there.
Basketball is stupid.
That's you can try that. That's good.
That's your response?
I got nothing else.
Okay. Kentucky guard Andrew Harrison is apologizing for directing an obscenity.
Now, he was really stupid.
At Frank Kaminsky during a post-game conference at the Final Four, he muttered F that N-word into a live microphone when another player was asked
a question
about Kaminsky.
And the white man said N-word? Really? Seriously?
It was them. That's what it was.
Now, here's a really great story. 7 is usually the lucky number for a lot of people, but 8 is a lucky number for a young man out of Elmont, New York. His name is Harold Ecke, and he is a salutatorian from Elmont High School. He has been accepted to all 8 of the Ivy League schools, and he is an African-American.
8?
Yes, all 8. This young man is just unheard of in terms of what he has been able to do. But he is involved not only in his schoolwork, but volunteering with social justice campaigns, academic mentoring and sports and everything, our homecoming court, honor society. But he said that it's been reported that he has been accepted at all 8 of the Ivy League schools and now will have quite a choice to make.
For a full ride.
For a full ride.
Wow. Eight?
I'm not sure about the full ride part, but he has been accepted.
Damn, I was struggling to get in Denmark Tech. What the hell?
But he does. He
struggling.
Said, he's said to be leaning towards Yale, but hasn't visited a
You understand, Sybil, struggling.
Well, no struggle for this young man.